A new forecast from the federal government predicts a bleak year for the Colorado River. Drought conditions are as bad as they've been in two decades, and that could mean problems for the 40 million people in the Southwest who rely on the river. KUNC's Luke Runyon joins us now from Greeley, Colorado. Luke, welcome.
Hi, Peter.
So you report that 84% of the upper basin of the Colorado River is in extreme or exceptional drought. What does that mean? Put it into context for us.
It means that we're currently in one of the worst droughts on record in the American Southwest. Exceptional drought is the worst category that we have for droughts. And a large portion of the American Southwest is currently classified as being in an exceptional drought. And this is the type of dry period where you can see real economic damage that's done to agricultural communities, where you see the potential for dust storms to kick up in desert areas on the Great Plains, and where you see cities start to take action to limit water use within their boundaries, and where water officials start ringing some alarm bells about what we can expect.
Okay, so for people who do not live in this part of the country, give us a quick geography lesson here. What states really depend on water from the Colorado River?
The basin takes up a large reach of the Southwest. You have the upper basin states of Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, and New Mexico that act as the headwaters for the Colorado River and its main tributaries. And then the lower basin states of Nevada, Arizona, and California are where the demands for the water are the highest. And then two Mexican states also use water from the river. There are 22 federally recognized tribes within the watershed. And the river's water is primarily used for agricultural use, but some of the region's biggest cities, Phoenix, Denver, Los Angeles, Salt Lake City, are all reliant on the river in some way for drinking water.
Right, and the conditions on the river right now are not good. So describe the cycle of drought and rainfall over the past 20 years, two decades or so, and how that cycle has compounded the problem on the river.
Yeah, some people have referred to the last 20 years on the river as a mega drought. And that's because in the Southwest, we've seen temperatures climb faster than in many other parts of the country. And those climbing temperatures are having big effects on the availability of water. So first off, we've seen declines in snowpack, which is what feeds the whole Colorado River system. But a big problem that we've seen in the past 3 or 4 years is how the warmer temperatures are affecting how that snow melts in the spring and the summer. You have these shoulder seasons around the winter that have been hot and dry. Last summer and fall was extremely dry in the Southwest. Both Utah and Nevada had their driest years on record in 2020. And so the problem comes when the snow starts to melt, the soil's really dried out, it acts as this giant sponge. And so instead of water running into rivers, it all gets sucked up by that dry soil before it can make it to reservoirs and eventually, you know, home faucets and irrigation canals.
And what about those reservoirs all up and down the river? Those reservoirs basically mean cities can survive. How are they doing, and what are the predictions for the future?
They're not in great shape. So the Colorado River has the country's two largest reservoirs, Lake Mead and Lake Powell. They're both projected to see declines this year and combined come to their lowest level since they were filled decades ago. They've both been on the decline for the past 20 years. And what's important about those declines is that the level of those reservoirs acts as a policy trigger for certain agreements among the states that all share the river. And so as those reservoirs decline, some states have agreed to take less water from the river. Other states are discussing conservation programs that would pay farmers to use less water during times of shortage like the one that we're in.
All right, so we're already seeing the effects of this ongoing drought. Reporter Luke Runyon covers the Colorado River Basin for member station KUNC in Greeley, Colorado. Luke, thanks so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.